Okay, at the Valley, the McEwen Stakes. Amity's McEwen is the next on the program. Seven to run in race five, and it's going to be an interesting market here, Trent.
Greg, we have Russian Revolution at 3:40, Hellbent 9, Sepedo 7, Miss Rock 9, Heatherly 6, Unique Lovely 81, and Hootson, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite, at $2.60. And since we went final field on Wednesday, well, Hootson has received the majority of the support, ranging between the $2.40 to $2.60 mark. Russian Revolution's either been $3.40 or $3.50, so minimal change there. A little bit of specking for Sepedo, 10 into 7, and also Miss Rock, 12 into 9. But this is one of the features, if not the feature of the day, even though it's probably not the name race, but Hootson, the $2.60 favourite for the McEwen Stakes.
It's a ripper, isn't it? It has been for a long time. Chautauqua and Bell Sprinter and Buffering Hayless have all won it, and it'll be a good horse that'll win it today. Hootson leads, I suppose, Warren?
I would think Hootson and Heatherly, if she begins cleanly, and even if she doesn't, she generally musters, so they look like the speeder. I would think, even though it's at 1,000 metres, which is a bit of a foreign trip for him, I think Russian Revolution can perhaps hold a spot just behind them, and then the others just looking for that camping trail, obviously, Sepedo and Hellbent, you would think, trying to relax Hellbent in particular in a race with good speed at 1,000 metres, they'll be making the late runs.
Yeah, actually, Paul Snowden was very, very keen that he'd be right on the back of the pace, and he said he might even lead, who knows?
Yeah, I doubt he'll lead, but gee, I think he'll be sitting just behind him. And I love the look of him at Moonee Valley on Tuesday morning. He's trialled up nicely. He just quickened beautifully up the straight, and typical of the Snowden horses, just looks really well conditioned. And well, I think he can camp on that good speed and win Russian Revolution. I'm quite keen on him to just stalk the speed. A proven Group 1 performer, might have been a window of opportunity in the Galaxy, but he's a proven Group 1 performer, and I'm with him in a slightly easier race, a Group 2 contest here. Hootson will ride the speed. Really interested to see how she can come back under race conditions, taking on the older horses for the first time. But she got Craig Williams in the 50 kilos, and her trial at the Gold Coast says she hasn't lost any of her dash. She was very comfortable around the valley on Tuesday morning, just had a nice little familiarisation trip. Keeping Miss Rock at 1,000 metres might be the challenge, but on face value of her win first up, she's going to be strong late, and I'm putting her in for third. And Sepedo, another one who's just had that little bit of a freshen up since a first up win in the Monash, will appreciate a good solid tempo up front. 1, 7, 4, and 3.
It's a bit of a tip, isn't it, Matt, that Craig Williams is going to ride 50 kilos?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's two scenarios here, I reckon. Hootson will slip away with no weight and win comfortably, or she won't. And it's kind of got to do with whether Heatherly bursts the gates this time and there's high pressure, or whether the track's, you know, swooperish or leaderish, and there's a few of those factors.
You're a great one for, you know, keeping your powder dry when the two-year-olds take on the older horses having turned three. What are you doing with this one?
Yeah, well, I think all the... if with just a fast one like Hootson, it's not that big a query, I don't think. That, you know, I seem to remember things like With Me and others when they come back, and the weight pull is just massive, even against star sprinters, so... She either wins well or she gets dived at late, depending on those factors I was talking about. So I'm going to tip her, but if there's a late diver, maybe Sepedo. He's flying and really strategic little sidestep from Mick Kent to come to the Valley instead of one or two other options. So he's good at a project, Mick, so maybe this will come off. Heatherly, dunno. Look, you know, if she doesn't bungle things, she's going to be right there because she's super fast and super good. And Miss Rock's going to have a late dive as well. You know, Russian Revolution, they're all got a chance here. But I just think there's really two scenarios. Either Hootson slips away and wins by a length and a half, or there's a bit of pressure and track pattern and they dive late. So two scenarios, but I'm gonna tip her. Seven on top.
Okay, 7, 3, 5, and...
Four.
Okay, and Dean, what are you doing with the filly?
Look, she's a chance, Greg, but I like Russian Revolution. I think however you look at the race, he's going to be in a pretty good spot. I trust the horse, the stable have got him ready to go. Mark Zara's riding well. I think he's got a really good winning chance in a race that's very speculative because of probably Heatherly at the start. She could really upset the rhythm of Hootson if she begins well. Hellbent's had a really good campaign without winning last time in at Group 1 level, so I'm interested in how he goes first up. Hootson will give a good sight, you know, that she'll jump and be right there, and certainly Heatherly just that little bit fitter for the last run, and if she begins a bit better, but this is just a little bit better race. I think Russian Revolution, however you weigh up the scenarios, will get a good run, so I'm going with him 1, 2, 7, 5.
1, 2, 7 and 5. Do you put any store in the fact that there hasn't been a three-year-old filly winner of this race, and it was first run way back in 96?
Can't remember many running in it.
I'm sort of thinking of three-year-old fillies in similar weight scenarios in similar races, not necessarily this one, you know?
Mm.
Anyway.
Well, with 50, she'll be pretty hard to catch, I'm sure, but I'm leaning a little bit your way, Matt, with Sepito. Fast pace, last dive at them. Obviously didn't really come up all that well in the autumn, but that first up run of the Monash, certainly a lesser grade than this, but just I like the way he was able to just finish right over the top of them late in the race. He's come back obviously very well, and he'll have the last diving run at them. He's been to the Valley and won, so I've got him slightly on top of 1 Russian Revolution, 7 Hootson, and next best number 5, Heatherly. So I'm 3, 1, 7, and 5.